Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're up to Nedarim, Yav Sadi Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara is dealing with the Shaila, if an Eishes Kohen Shenensa, so she's Aser to her Baila, do we say that she receives a Ksuba or not? What's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, on one hand, we could compare it to Eishes Yisrael, that Nivelas Beratzain, so she's Aser to Baila, so she's the one that did the Bia that causes the Iser, so she loses her Ksuba. So too, by an Eishes Kohen Shenensa, she's the one that underwent the Maisa Bia that causes the Iser, so she's causing this marriage to dissolve, so she loses the Ksuba. Adilma Matzi Amrlei, Anah Chazina, V'gavra Hudinistab Chasadeu. On the other hand, the Gemara says, maybe she could say, Mitzad me, the Maisa that I did, that I was Nefelis Ba'inis, if you would be Yisrael, we would be Mutter. So the whole problem is that you're a Kayin. So if the whole problem is that you're a Kayin, so it's really your fault that this marriage is over, and therefore I should receive a Ksuba. That's how the Gemara is Mashma, and that's how the Ran explains. The Ran says, Gavra hu denestav sadeyu kedushas kohuna, Garmaloi Kedapishas B'masnisan, that since the Siba of this marriage being over is because of his Kedusha, so we can't say that it's her fault, and therefore she will receive her Ksuba, and that's how the Gemara comes out, Lamaskana, that she does receive her Ksuba. Now, the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Heyman Aleph, when he's dealing with this Shaila, if an Eishes Kohen Shenensa receives her Ksuba, so he says that you do receive the Ksuba, which is based on our Gemara, the Dharm of Sadi Aleph Amun Aleph. But he says the reason is, Mipnei Shaloi Pasha, since she didn't do Baratzain, so it's not really her fault. So it's not her fault because someone was honest her, that's why she does not lose her Ksuba. So the Gemara by us is not mashma like that, because the Gemara says the reason why she should get her Ksuba is because she could say, Ano HaChazina, the Gavra Hu Dinastavach Sadeu. So from our Lashon HaGemara, it does not sound like the reason is because she wasn't Pesheya. Rather, it sounds like, even though she was an Einus, mitzad the fact that she's an Einus, she could lose her Ksuba. But since when she's an Einus, the only reason she's Aser is because of your Kedushas Kahuna, that's why she's able to tell the Kayin that it's your fault. It's all mitzad you. If you would be Yisrael, I would be Mutter. It's all because of your Kedushas Kahuna that were Aser, and that's why you received the Ksuba. Our Gemara is not mashma like the Rashbam. Now the problem is that the Svara of the Rashbam is l'chayr correct. So why would our Gemara and the Ran by us, they're saying that because it's Kedushas Kahuna that's causing the end of our marriage, that's why I received the Ksuba. L'chayra, we have a lot of cases that if it's not her fault, even if you don't have a taina of Nestap Chesedeyu, still she receives the Ksuba. For example, we had in our Mishnah the case of Netula Nimine Yehudim. She says Netula Nimine Yehudim, which means she makes a neder to Aser Tashmish. So we say that she gets the Ksuba. And the Ran in our Mishnah, and this is how Rashi Nivamas also says, they say the reason she gets a Ksuba is because if she made such a neder, Al Karchuch Tashmish is Kashala, that it hurts her. And since she's an Einus, that the Tashmish hurts her, so she can't stay married. Therefore, the halach is that she receives her Ksuba. So it's black and white that anything is not her fault. If she's an Einus, she receives her Ksuba. So why did the Ran, and really that's how the Gemara's Mashma, why are they saying that because Kedushas Kahuna is Garmaloi, that's why she receives the Ksuba? To rephrase the question, is Mavur in the Ran that the only reason you're receiving the Ksuba is because Kedushas Kahuna is Garmaloi? But let's say the Allah would be that an Einus, that an Isha that's Nensa, is also to a Baal Yisrael, then she wouldn't get a Ksuba. The only reason she's getting a Ksuba is because she could say, I'm here, I know HaChazino, the Gavra Hu Dinastavach Sadeyu. Since, if you would be Yisrael, I would be Mutter, so Raya, that it's a Kedushas Kuna that's Gerim the Isser, and therefore I received the Ksuba. So it's evident in the Gemara that if the Halacha would be that the Einus is also to Yisrael, then it would be the husband's fault, and then the Halacha would be that you don't get a Ksuba. Why is this different than the Mishnah's case of Netula Nimine Yehudim, where we see that when she's an Einus, and it's not her fault, she does receive the Ksuba? So, Rabbi Chanan, brings this kasha in Baba Basra, Tov Kuvov. He brings this kasha from the Machan Ephraim. The Machan Ephraim is in Schirus Ayzayim. So Rabbi Chanan says you have to answer this kasha by being mechalik between the type of einsin. In the case of the Mishnah, Natula Niman Yehudim, the einis that happened is an einis, it's against her will, but it happened min hashemayim. There was no mice on her part. She wasn't involved in any mice. Rather, she has a sickness that does not allow her to do tashmish. It hurts her to do tashmish. On Bir, we say that since this einis that happened was bidei shemayim and has nothing to do with her, therefore she receives the ksuba. However, in the case of the Gemara, that the mice einis happened bidei adam, someone was ma'aniser, so there's a mice that had happened and she was involved in the mice, over there we're going to say that she loses the ksuba. So over there, the Ran had to say that the only reason she's getting the ksuba is because it's his fault, because kedusha has kunasa garmaloi. But the fact that there was an einus happening, since the einus was something that she was involved in, there was a maisa here that happened, by such an einus, we say that you lose the ksuba. That's why we need the new svara of kedusha has kunasa garmaloi. That's Rabbi Chanan's answer to the Machan Ephraim. Now, l'chayr, this needs beer. Who cares how the einus happened? If the point of the Mishnah is that when it's an einus and it's not her fault, then she gets the ksuba, so here also it's not her fault. Why do we need the new svar of kedushas kunasi garmaloi? Who cares how the einus happened? Einus de shemayim, einus de adam. L'chayr, the havana that you get the ksuba is because it's not her fault. So l'chayr, you have to say that the beer of Rabbi Chanan's chilek is that the point of her receiving a ksuba by einus is not because we say that einus is not her fault. Rather, we don't care whose fault it is. The key that we look at is, who's the geirim? So fault is not the player, rather who's the geirim? Who's causing this marriage to disintegrate? On that we say, if the einus is bidei shemayim, like the case of Netula Nimeni Yehudim, so you can't say that she's causing this marriage to be finished. Because she got sick, einus bidei shemayim, it's not biyada, nothing to do with her. Rather, if you really want to look at it properly, the Shemayim that made her sick is causing this marriage to be over. So since she's not even involved in this that she became an Einus, it's all Bidei Shemayim, therefore it's not considered that she's the Geirim. And the Iker Nekuda that we look at is, who's the Geirim? And she's not called the Geirim. However, in a case of an Einus, that someone was Ma'anasa, so she was involved in the Ma'isa. So Enechanam, she's not at fault. But still, just because it's not your fault doesn't mean that you got a ksuba. Rather, if you consider the geirim, even if it's against your will, you, the maisa, were involved in this maisa. A maisa einus was done to you. So you were involved in the maisa einus, so you're not at fault, but you're definitely the geirim. You, by undergoing this maisa, caused the marriage to disintegrate. Since your maisa caused it, you're called the geirim. So on that, we can understand the chilek. Now it's very clear. This halacha that einus receives a ksuba is only going to be by an oynis bidei shemayim, where it's not only is it not her fault, but more than that, she's not the geirim. But if something's not her fault, but she is the geirim, like for example, when she underwent the maisa bia, so she's the person that was involved in the bia, so she caused, not her fault, but she, the maisa, caused the marriage to be over, then halacha is that she wouldn't get the ksuba. And that's why the Ran needs a new svara, that kedushas kunasi garmaloi, which tells us that she's not called the geirim. Because even though she's the person that underwent the Ma'isa Bia, but if he would have been in Yisrael, she wouldn't be Aser. So we can't say that she's causing and she's geirim this marriage to be over, because mitzad her, the marriage could stay. It's only because he has Kedushas Kuna that's making the marriage be over. So he's called a geirim. Therefore, you receive the Ksuba, even though she underwent the Ma'isa Bidei Adam. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara is Peshit this Shaila, if an Eishes Kain She Nensa, if she gets a ksuba or not from our Mishnah, since our Mishnah says that if someone says Tmeya Nilach, the Mishnah Mishnah held that you get the ksuba, so the case has to be an Eishes Kain She Nensa, because if it's an Eishes Yisrael, Iber Rodson, Klumi Eish L'Ksuba, if she willingly was Mezana, she's not going to get a ksuba, and if it's an Oynes, you're not Asur Al Gavra. So it must be an Eishes Kain Shenensa. Therefore, the Einis is causing the Iser. And still, the Mishnah says, in the Mishnah Mishnah, they get a Ksuba. So it's a Raya that an Eishes Kain Shenensa gets a Ksuba. Now, Teich Dvarov of this Shakvataria, it's Mavur, that an Isha that's Mazan Barbatsa does not get a Ksuba. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnah says, an interesting Chiddush, that even according to the Mishnah Achreina, that when an isha comes to Bezdin and says, "Tmei I'm usher to my husband," so you could do that by saying you are nensa if your husband's a kain, and you could do that by saying beratzain when your husband's a yisrael. But both cases we say shema eineha nesenes ba'acher, and therefore she's not neman, so you're allowed to stay married to this lady. What's going to be the halacha l'gabe yaksuba? So the Rambam says that even though the Rabbanon said that she's not neman and you're allowed to stay married to her, so that means that legabe iser, we're saying we don't believe her, we don't look at her like a zayna, and therefore you're allowed to stay married. But still, legabe mamon, she wants to get a ksuba. We say if you want to divorce her, you're not going to have to give her a ksuba, because legabe mamon, we believe her, she has a right to say, and she's meida, that she's mezana. So there's no reason that she shouldn't be neman legabe mamonis. She's saying I'm not entitled to a ksuba. We made a takana not to believe her, but Palginon tells us we can split it up and you can say one statement, legabe iser, you're not neman, legabe mamon, you are neman. Now the Shev Shmaitza brings in Shmaitza Aleph, Perichov Gimel, b'shem the Sefer Tokvi Kayin, that let's say you have an Isha and you have a Sveik Sveika if she's Mutta Labaila. So we paskin as fake sveika, you go lakula. The suffix is always the suffix derives as lachumra. Sveik sveika is lakula. So if you have two studim that you're mutal abaylo, we're going to let the husband and wife remain married. You have a sveik sveika. However, what are you going to say lagabi yaksuba? Now let's say he wants to divorce her. So are we going to say that since you were allowed to stay married, so we were not considering you a zayna, so you are going to receive the ksuba? Or maybe we should say Palkina. Just because Legabi Isser Sveik Sveika works, but Legabi Mammon, you can never be Mitzi Mammon with a Sveik Sveika. Even with a Rive, you can't be Mitzi Mammon. In Halcha Mammon Acha Rive, Sveik Sveika is not better than a Rive, so you can't be Mitzi Mammon, so maybe we should say Palkina. But the Shmaitzer brings down that the Tukva Kain says, since Sveik Sveika Paskins, you're allowed to stay married, if you're allowed to stay married, we're not treating you like a Zaina. Once we're not treating you like a Zaina, you are going to receive the Ksuba. So Bachanan and Kevishur Miksubis, Yisrael Shlamet Hey points out that the Shmaitza, B'shem the Tukva Kain, is not stimming, does not agree with the Rambam we just mentioned. The Rambam clearly says in our Sugya that you do say Palginon, and just because Legabi Isser, we're not considering you a Zaina, like our Mishnah, we made a special Takana, that Isha says, Tmei Ani Lach, we don't believe her, and we don't treat you like a Zaina Legabi Isser, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be able to be Mitzi Mammon, because you can split up Isser and Mammon. So according to that logic, in the case of Sveik Sveika also, we would say that even though you're mutter to stay married, because Sveik Sveika, Legabi Isser, the halacha is that it's mutter, but Mikol Malkaim, Legabi the Inyan, the issue of getting the mamonis, for that Sveik Sveika is not enough, and you'll say Palginon according to the Rambam, and you will not get the money, not like the Shmaitza. The Gemara continues, the Gemara is a Shaila, when Isha tells her husband, Girishtani, you divorced me, Mao, Ishi Nemon, the Marsan Amar Nuna, they have a chazaka, Ain Isha Me'iza Panev Ne Baila. And therefore, Yenemon, this is the famous chazaka of Rav Nuna, that Isha is always Nemon to say, Girashtani. She wouldn't have the ha'aza, she wouldn't have the chutzpah to make up such a story in front of her husband if it wasn't true. So it must be true. Now, there's a big machlaikis v'shainim. How strong is this chazaka? The Rambayos and the Rajman Gittin of Samachdala, they both say that you could use this chazaka to be matir l'chatchil to go and get married. If he's saying, I never divorced you, and she says, you did divorce me, she could go, Bezdin will let her now l'chatchil go and marry someone else. However, the Ritva now is Sugya, and the Ravid and Hilchos Ishus, Perigdala, Lach Yud Gimel, both say that this whole Sugya is only l'gavi b'diyevet, which means that if she accepts Kedushin from someone else, she'll need a get. But there's no way we're going to let her get married based on this chazaka alone. Because on the other hand, you really have a cheskes eshezishya. She's been married all the years. The husband says, I never divorced her. This chazaka of Nuna is not strong enough to allow a isha to be mutter l'shuk. All we're saying is, you raised enough doubts for your chazaka, with the chazaka of Nuna, because ain isha me'izvof me'bayla, then now if she accepts kedushin from someone else, she'll need a get. In other words, a regular isha accepts kedushin, does not need a get. By you saying yerushtani, you raised enough doubts that you will need a get if you make a kedushin to someone else. But avada, of course, you're not allowed to go lechatchil and get married. That's the shita of the ritva and the rive. So what's the bira machloikis? If this chazak is strong enough to be matu you lechatchil to get married, or it's still just a suffix and it's only been a gave at the Yevin, so the Shalman Adarim brings a beautiful pshat from the Yeshua's Yaakov. He says the Ravid holds, and the Ritva, they hold that it's Chazaka against Chazaka. You have a Cheskizesh saying they've been married the last 10 years, so any suffix you have, we know if you throw a get, a suffix kar of law, you suffix kar of law. So we say you have a Cheskas Ishus, you've been married all the years, Chazaka Paskin is a suffix. And Chazaka says, since you were married till now, you're still married. So here you have a suffix. He's saying, I'm not Megurish. She's saying, I am Megureshes. So we have a Shiloh. We're not sure what to do. So Cheskizesh says, tells us to keep the status quo, keep the Chazak Nimei Kara. Since till now they've been married, so the Halacha should tell us that they're still married. On the other hand, Rav Hamnuna says, we have a Chazaka that she wouldn't lie. So we have Chazaka saying they're divorced. We have Chazaka saying they're married. What do you do when you have opposing Chazakas? Dr. Ritva and the Ravid, now you're left with a regular suffix. Usually Chazaka paskins a suffix. When you have a suffix and you have Chazakas both ways, they cancel out. So the Chatchila Shinala get married. If she gets married, it's going to be Chal. But we're not going to let her stay married to the second guy because maybe the first Gerushin wasn't a Gerushin. So since we have a suffix, you go to Chumra, she's not allowed to get married. And if she gets married, she'll need a get from the Misheni. However, the Shalmei Darim says that the other Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba, they hold, this is not really a Chazaka. Because a normal Chazaka is working that whatever was yesterday, a Cheskes Katnos, a Cheskes Pnuya, so whatever was yesterday, that din will stay with a status quo, and anytime we have a suffix, we say nothing changed. That's a regular Chazaka. This Chazaka is more like a Raya. It's more like a Rav telling you in a certain direction. For example, we have the Gemara in Bava Basra. This Chazaka ain't of them Pereya takes money. Someone borrows money for 5 years and he said he paid up after 3 years. So Chazaka says not to believe him because a person doesn't pay up a Chayiv before he has to. Now that's not a Chazaka to make a Kara. There's no thing that we have in front of us from yesterday that we want to know if it stayed the same. Rather, Chazaka says that the normalcy, the standard procedure of people, is not to pay up Teiv's money. Therefore, he probably didn't pay. That's what's happening in Al-Sig also. Rav Nun is saying, we have a right to believe her because we have a proof that she's saying the truth. Because a regular person doesn't have the chutzpah to say, b'fnei bai l'gerishtani. So it must be she's saying the truth. That's not really a chazaka. We're using the same word, the same terminology, but it has absolutely no connection. One is whatever din is you have today stays tomorrow, and one is a proof. Now the Chazaka says, Chazaka, the word Chazaka means it's an established fact. So usually Chazaka de Merikara means it was established yesterday, stays the same. Over here, it's an established fact that a person wouldn't be mayors. So it's just an established fact that we have a reason to believe you. So we're using the same word Chazaka, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the Chazaka. And the Lashon of the Shalmei Darim, in the name of the Yeshua's Yaakov, is that it's working like a Rav. A Rav is always a proof, and Chazaka is always keep the status quo. And we know, Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So too over here, this Chazaka is more like a Rav. It's a Raya that she's divorced. She has a proof. Because the Chazaka says that the standard procedure for a person is not to be mayiz in front of a Baal, so it must be she's saying the truth. So we have a proof that he's saying the truth. So you have a Cheskas Eishes Ish against a proof, which is like a Rav, that she's saying the truth that she's divorced. So Allah is the proof, which is like a Rav, beats the Chazaka. So therefore, you're allowed to get married, the Chatchila. So the Machlaik is Ran and Rajba. Keneged the Ritva and the Rav, it is, do we say, is Chazaka Keneged Chazaka? Because they're both called Chazaka. So they're equal, so it's a suffix. That's what the Ritva and the Rav hold. However, the Ran and the Rajba say, call it a Chazaka, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the guidelines of a regular Chazaka. Rather, it's more like a Rav. And Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So therefore, this Chazaka that she's saying the truth beats the Chazaka, the Cheskes Me'ekara of Eishes Ish, and therefore she's like a married L'chatchila. Now, till now, we've been dealing with the level of her Nemanis. We have Mechlekes Rishayim, is she enough Neman to get married L'shuk? Now, with the deal with the Shaila, does she receive her Ksuba? Right? The case is, he's saying we're not divorced, she's saying we are divorced, she's Neman, she's allowed to get married, let's say. Now, the question is, is she going to get her ksuba? So the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Perek Tezayin Halacha Vav says that an isha that says Girashtani, she gets her ksuba, because just like we're believing her to the extent that we're allowing her to get married, so too she will receive her ksuba. However, the Rambam says she doesn't get the Taisus ksuba. But he doesn't explain why that's so. Why is halacha that she receives the ikar ksuba, but she doesn't receive the taisus ksuba? The Rambam also says this, that when she says girashtani, she's neman, she's allowed to get married, l'chatchila, she receives the ksuba, but she does not receive the taisus ksuba. The Ravid brought down the Magen Mishnah and Kesef Mishnah over there in Hilchos Ishus Perek Tezayin, halacha vav. The Ravid asks, he doesn't understand, if it's a suffix, so you shouldn't get anything. And if it's not a suffix, if it's a vadai, and therefore you're getting the ksuba, she should get the taisis also. How could it be that we're miming you halfway? You're neman to say you're divorced, that you're lachatchila allowed to get married, and you get the ikar ksuba, but you're not neman enough for the taisis ksuba. So the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah answer, and really if you look carefully in the Ran Bayos, he says the same thing. They answer that she's neman legabe marriage. Now the halacha is that the lashon of the ksuba is that you write in the ksuba lichshtinasi la'acher titli mashikas of leichi, that when you were mutter to get married to somebody, then you receive the ksuba. So if we're being maimin her legabe iser that she's allowed to marry someone else, the second she's allowed to marry someone else, she's entitled to the ksuba. So enechnami, not really nemon legabe the mamonis, but you're nemon legabe the iser. The second that you're nemon legabe the iser, automatically you're going to receive the ksuba. Now, if you receive the ksuba only because of the lashon of the sefer ksuba, the lashon of the ksuba is l'chshinas l'achat titli mashikas of lechi. That's only written l'gavet ikar ksuba. The taisis ksuba is stam a present that he gives you when he writes to the ksuba. But the lashon of the ksuba, that when she's entitled to the ksuba, that she only gets the ksuba l'kula and l'chumah. She only gets it when she's able to marry someone else. And if you have a case that she's able to get married to someone else without enough nemanis to get the mamanis, you could also use that to get the mamanis. All those dinim are all legabe the ikar ksuba. But anything that's beyond the ikar ksuba, like the taisis ksuba, does not have that tanai. So it's perfect to Rambam. When she says girish tani, to really for mamanis, this chazaka would not be enough to be mitzi maman. We'll see why soon. So really, she shouldn't get the maman. She's only getting the maman because you're kriminin by the lashon ksuba, which is that she's entitled to the ksuba the second she's in a situation of l'chshinas l'acher. Then we say titli mashikas aleichi. But that lashon only tells us that she's entitled to the ksuba. It doesn't talk about the taisis ksuba. So she receives the ksuba, and she will not receive the taisis ksuba. This will be an answer to the Ravid's kasha. The Ravid was asking the manashach, if she's naman, be maiming her completely, and you should receive the taisis ksuba. If you're not naman, you should get nothing. The answer is beautiful. You're really not maiming her. But you get the ikar ksuba without being maimin her, because since practically legabi iser you're maimin her, that's a fact, it's a gemara, that's cheskes from Hamnuna, that she's allowed to get married l'shuk, so she's getting married, so you're karinim bay l'chnasi l'acher, so even if you're not necessarily being maimin her legabi mamun, but you are karinim bay l'loshen ksuba, therefore you're entitled to the money, but if you're only getting it without an amonis, you're only getting it because of the loshen ksuba, so the loshen ksuba is only going to help you for the ikar ksuba, not for the taisis ksuba. And now the beer, why you can't use the chazaka of Ramnuna to be mitzi the mamain, it's simple, and Shmuel speaks it out in Bava Metzia, the Chav Zayin, Sim Mem Zayin, Ois Hei. So Shmuel speaks out that the chazaka of Ramnuna is not better than a roif. We spoke out before from the Sham Nidarim that it might be a regular chazaka, or it might be similar to a roif. But it's definitely not better than a roif. It's a proof. You're bringing a proof. It's not to Eden, but it's a proof that tells us that you're saying the truth. But a proof is not better than a roiv. Roiv is also a birr. It's a proof. And you still can't be mitzi mammon, because we know ein halchum mammon achar roiv. You need two eidim to be mitzi mammon. So you can't use roiv to be mitzi mammon. You're not going to use the chazak of Ramnuna more than a roiv. So you can't be mitzi mammon. So how in the world do you get the ksuba? That's why you need the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah, and really the Ran, all say this shot, that you're only getting the ksuba, according to the Rambam, based on the Sefer ksuba, the lashon of the ksuba that says it's nasi la'acher. And if you're using that, you only get the ikar ksuba, not the taisis ksuba. Now this is such a beautiful svara that you're only getting it based on the sefer ksuba, and therefore you can be mechalik between the ikar and the taisis. This is such an obvious svara that Rav Shmuel is bothered over there in Bava Metzia. What exactly did the Ravid hold? Didn't the Ravid know that we have cases that you're not Neman Lagabe Mamanis, but since you're Neman Lagabe getting married, the second that you're allowed to get married to a Korean Bay Lakshnas Alaka Titli Mashikas of Lechi, therefore you get the Maman. And the second that is based on a Lashnas Alakher, you're only going to get the Ikr, not the Taisvis. So how could the Ravid ask the Mamanashach? The Ravid asked with a brand, Mamanashach. If you're Neman, you're Neman completely. If you're not Neman, you're not Neman at all. What's the big deal? You're not Neman at all. But even if you're not Neman, Lamaisa, we are Karina Bey, Lakshnasa La'acha, Titli Mashikas of Lechi. Therefore, since she's allowed to get married, she receives the money. But she's only going to receive the Ikra, not the Taisis. So what's the Ravid's kasha? So Shmuel says an amazing Kiddush. And he proves it from the following kasha, which he brings down from Rav Chanan. There's a Gemara in Shavuos that says if an Eid Echad doesn't want to be made, Lagabi meis bailech, he's chayiv a carbon shvua. Now, we need a little background information. Halach is, if an aid doesn't want to be made, and his mamonis is on the line, so he's being kaifer in an eidus, that's negeya mamonis, he knows Reuven owes Shimon money, and he doesn't want to be made. Halach is, since his mamonis is on the line, and you don't want to be made, so if you make a shvua, not to stay, you don't know eidus, but about an eidus, that's negeya mamonis, the halach is you have to bring a carbon shvua. That's the parasha of shvuas eidus. So let's say someone, Isha goes over to an eid and says, I have reason to believe you know that my husband died. And he says, he makes a shvua that he doesn't know that eidus. So is there any mamnas on the line? The Gemara says, yes. Since if he would have been made, she would be allowed to get married and she would get the ksuba, so there's mamnas on the line. So that's called the kfiras Mamanus. He's been kai for Eidus as Nagei Mamanus, and therefore he does have the parasha of Shvuas Eidus and a carbon Shvuah. So Rabbi Chanan asks that he doesn't understand. Ein Achanami, you're causing her not to be able to get married, which would have made and been Gairim the Karina Beil Shnasi Lacher, Titli Mashikas of Lechi, which would have caused Mamanus. But that's not Eidus on Mamanus. He's not Neman Lagabe Mamanis. He's Neman on Isser. It's an Eidus on Isser. It happens to be she could use that Eidus Lagabe Mamanis. That shouldn't be enough to be called the Kfiras Mamain to have the parasha of Shvuas Eidus. So Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shmuel and Mechiach, a tremendous Yisayt. There's no rule of Lashnas Alacha Titli Mashikas of Lechi on the simple level that anytime you're practically able to get married, you automatically get the money. Rather, usually we say, just because you're Neman Ligabe Isser doesn't mean you're Neman Ligabe Mamon. Like we have Pakin all over Shas, like you mentioned earlier in the Shir from the Rambam. Just because you're Neman Ligabe Isser doesn't necessarily mean that you're Neman Ligabe Mamon. I, this Gemara's of Lashnas Alacha Titli Mashikas of Lechi, actually is talking about a case of an Eid Echad. When an Eid Echad says Meis Bailech, and she's allowed to get married, so the Gemara says, since she's allowed to get married, she's entitled to the ksuba, because Karina made the lashon ksuba. Beishamai still actually argue about it, but Maskana Beisol is moided to Beishamai that we are darshan the magic ksuba, and you will get your money based on lashon ksuba. So how does that work? If we're saying you say palginon, so why over there do we say that since the eid echad is neman legabe istri and neman legabe mamonis also? So the Achrenim explain that you can't say palginon when the dvarim are neveh from each other. When do you say palginon? So, for example, you say palginon in a case of Yerusha. That means an eid echad says meis bailech. So we let her get married. Okay, because we believe that your husband died, you let her get married. Are we going to let his brothers, the dead person's brothers, Yashanin, are we going to let them go into his nechasim and take them? Because on one hand, we should say, if we're maiming the eid echad, that this person died and we're letting her wife get married, so maybe Lagabi Mamanus also is considered dead and his brothers could go and take his nechasim. But the Gemara says, no, you say Palginon. Just because you're maimed the Eidach, Lagabi Isser, doesn't mean you can be maimed them Lagabi Mamanus. That's Palginon. Because there's two things, two separate ramifications that come out of Eidus of someone dying. One is his wife is mother. Number two is Yerusha. So we split it up. Just because you're Nam Lagabi Isser, there's a special Dakana, special din that you're Neman Lagabe Isser doesn't mean you can be Maitzi Mammon. For Mammonis, you need two Eidim. So you say Palgina. But if the Isser and the Mammon are Bozemizeh, if the rule is that when you reach a situation of Lachnas Alacha Titli Mashikas Lechi, that's the guideline, and that's the Siba to get the Ksuba, so Einach Nami Lagabe Mammonis, we don't believe that he's dead. And Lagabe Isser, we believe that he's dead. But any Mamanus that comes from the Isser, that's related to the Isser, that you can't do Palginon. You can't split up two things that are related. So all you're doing really with the din of l'chishnas l'achat titli mashikas alechi is saying that since we're miming you to get married, and the mamonis comes from that nemonis, because the mamonis is totally in that nemonis, its neveya flows out of that nemonis, so we're not able to split. And if we're miming you l'gabi isser, we're miming you l'gabi mamon. This is the big chiddush of the Achronim. It's not pshan l'chishnas l'achat titli mashikas alechi that you're only nemon l'gabi isser. And Mimela, there's a din of Medrash Ksuba that if we assume you're dead, Lagabi Isser, so Karidin Bey, the practical sense, we read the Ksuba, the Loshna Ksuba, is that if you're allowed to get married, you get the Mamanis. So one could think, the first sad was, the standard approach is, that we say that since practically you're allowed to get married, therefore you get the Mamanis. Now we'll be Mechadish that that's not Pshat. There's no din that practically you're allowed to get married, even though you have no Nemanis Lagabi Mamanis. Still, you know, we're going to let you get the money. Rather, what's going on is, we say that since you wrote l'chishnas l'achat titli mashikas alechi, therefore we're not able to split it. And we're not able to say that you're neman for Isser and not mamon. Therefore you're neman for both. There's no din that even without being neman, if practically you're allowed to get married, you get the mamonis. Rather, since you're neman l'gabi Isser, and it's neveya from the Isser, from the heter to get married, it's neveya, the din mamonis, therefore you're neman l'gabi mamonis. Now we can return to the Ravid. We had a kasha, Shmuel was bothered. Doesn't the Ravid know there's an Indian of Medrash Ksuba? So it's very simple teretz for the Rambam. The Ravid was asking, how could you be mechalik between the Ikra Ksuba and the Taisis Ksuba? So the Magen Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, the Ram, they all answer very simply. Because you dash in the Medrash Ksuba, and the Medrash Ksuba says that the Mamanis and the Isser go hand in hand. So the second she's allowed to get married, she's entitled to the Mamanis. That only helps for the Iker, not for the Taisis Ksuba. Zok of Shmuel, since we just established, based on this Raya of Shvuas, we established that it's not Pshat, that it's Mimela, rather it's an Emonis. Every time you're Neman, Ligabe Isser, because of the din of L'shnas L'acher, we can't split it up, and therefore you're Neman, Ligabe Mamon. If that's the Yisrael of L'shnas L'acher, so Zok of Shmuel, that's only going to work when it's an amonis. If an Eidechid comes into Bezdin, so we're miming him l'gabi Isser, and you can't split up Isser and Mammon, therefore we have to be miming you l'gabi Mammon also. But let's say it's not a shayl of the amonis. Let's say like an Al Sugya, Chazaka of Hamnuna. It's not an amonis. Rather, it's a proof. I mean, she walks into Bezdin and she says, I'm divorced, she's not Neman. An Eidechid, Dov Shavarva, you're not Neman. But we have a proof that you're divorced. Because no person in the right mind would have such a ha'aza to go in front of her husband and say, Gerashtani, if it wasn't true. So we could figure out, we're not really miming her. Rather, we're figuring out from the fact that she said this and she embarrassed herself, so we have proof that she's actually divorced. But we didn't give her an amanus. Rather, we have a proof that what she's saying is true. But we never believed her. Rather, we figured out the story. Like we would have fingerprints, and we'd be able to figure out the story. That's what we're doing here also. Since she said this statement, we can figure out that she's really divorced. If we're figuring out that she's divorced, but we never gave her an amonus, so you don't have anything to say over here about Medrash Ksuba. Because Medrash Ksuba just means, if you're Nemon Legabi Isser, you can't say Pagin an amonus. If you're Nemon Legabi Isser, you have to be Nemon Legabi Mammon. But if here's not an amonus, here's a proof. So by a proof, we have no problem. You have a proof, the proof helps for Isser, but the proof doesn't help for Mammon. Ah, Karina Bey L'chnas L'acher, we already established. Karina Bey L'chnas L'acher doesn't mean if you're practically allowed to get married, you're entitled to the moment. Rather, it means is, if you're Nem on L'gabi Isser, you have to be Nem on L'gabi moment. But here's not an amonis. We're not believing you. We don't believe in Eidech by Dov Shavarva. We don't believe you to say Gerastani. Rather, we figured out from the details, from the facts, from the clues, we figured out that you must be divorced. If we're figuring out you're divorced, and that type of figuring out is enough for Isser, but it's not enough for Mammon, and there's no din of L'chnas L'acher, that practically if you're allowed to get married, you get Mammon, rather you need an Amonis. And over here you don't have an Amonis. So the writer has a great cash in the Rambam. He doesn't understand. If you're an Amon, get the Taisik Suba also. If we view this like two Edim, then get everything. Teretz is not like two Edim. It's just a proof. A proof doesn't help for Mammonis. So how could the Rambam be Mechalik between the Iker and the Taisvus? That's the Havana of Rabbi Shmuel in explaining the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. Now, continuing on with this halacha of Rabbi Nuna, Rabbi Nuna holds that an isha that says Girashtani is Nemon because it's a chazaka, she wouldn't be meiz If Nebailot to say Girishtani, if it wasn't true. So Ritva says, Ritva earlier on the Mishnah, what would be about an Isha that says that my husband is not Yerik Yechetz? She says, Shemayim Benilu Benecho, which the Rishonim explained means that he's not able, he's not capable of doing Tashmish. He's not Yerik Yechetz. So on that we say that she's not Neman. So Ritva asks, why is she not Neman? She should have a migu that she could say Girishtani. If she would say Girishtani, then we say Midin the Chazaka from Nuna that she's Neman, because Chazaka that she wouldn't be Meis and she wouldn't lie. So must be she's Neman. So you should have a migu. Every Isha that says he's not Yerik Yechetz, why is Halacha that she's not Neman? She should be Neman migu that she could have said if she wanted to lie, she could have said Girishtani, and then she would have been believed. So that's a migu. Migu always is. If you have one taina that would win, and you say a taina that would lose, we say there must be a saying the truth. Because if you wanted a law, you would have said the better taina, the taina that would have won. On that, the Ritva answers, that's the migu da'aza. There's a concept that if one of the tainas is more of a chutzpah to say, it's a ha'aza to say, so it's yitachin that the person felt uncomfortable saying that taina. So you lose the whole idea of a migu. The whole idea of a migu is, we have a proof that you're not lying. Because if you wanted to lie, you would have said the other taina. But if we have any reason to explain away why you wouldn't be comfortable saying the other taina, then is ruining the essence of a migu. Because maybe you are lying, and you didn't say the other taina because you were uncomfortable. The problem is that we paskin, and there are gemaras about this, that a migu de'aza we do say. The only time we find la halacha that we don't say a migu de'aza is la'afturei shvua. You can't use such a migu to pat you from a shvua. But in all other cases, you do use this migu. So a migu do'az we do say. So how could the Ritva say that an isha that says that my husband is not Yerik Yechetz does not have a migu to say Girishtani, which would be a raya that she's saying the truth? The Ritva says you don't have that migu because the migu do'az. So all the achrayim ask, it's not true. We hold that migu do'az is a valid migu. So there's a beautiful teretz from Rabbi Eger. It's in the newer Kivegas, the blue ones. The Rav Maschil, Kosev Sefer Ezra Snashim. He says an obvious answer. He says every migu, the concept of migu is that it must be saying the truth, because if you wanted a lie, you had a better taina to say. Migu da Aza says that maybe you're uncomfortable saying the other taina, so you shouldn't have a migu. We that paskin l'halacha that migu da Aza is a valid migu, obviously we hold that just because you're uncomfortable saying the other taina, it's still a proof that you're saying the truth. Because if you wanted to lie, you would have lied. And you even would have put yourself in a slightly uncomfortable situation to win this court case. It means we have an umdana that a person would say a taina, which is a certain amount of chutzpah, a person would do that to win the court case. And since he didn't say that other taina, it's a raya, you're saying the truth. But it's all based on the notion that if you wanted a lie, you would have said the other taina. The fact that there's a haza doesn't bother us so much. That's how we paskin. But if we have a chazaka that ain isha me'iza b'fnei ba'ala to say girishtani, that means that we figured out the nature of people. Rabbanan figured out that b'teva, a isha would not say this to her husband unless it really happened. So you lost the essence of a migu. The essence of a migu is, if he wanted a lie, or she wanted a lie, she would have said that taina. If we know that an isha would never say that taina as a lie, because ain isha me'iza b'fnei ba'ala lema girishtani, so you lost the whole migu. We have to be able to say, if you wanted a lie, you would have said the other taina. Over here, no person would say that taina as a lie. You only say that taina if it's true. So you can't have a migu. A migu has to be, we have a proof you're saying the truth, because if you wanted a lie, you could have said something else. If we have a chazaka that no liar would ever use that taina, so, and that's the reason you're neman, you can't say you should be maimoner to say that he's not Yerik Yechetz. Migu, if I wanted a lie, I would have said Girishtani. Because we have chazaka saying that no liar would say Girishtani. The whole Rav Amnuna's idea that we know you're saying the truth when you say Girishtani is a reason why you can't have a migu. So Rabbi Kivager, it seems, is explaining the Ritva's meaning of
Migud HaAzah. When the Ritva says Migud HaAzah, he doesn't mean the classic halacha that a person doesn't have a migu when the other taina is uncomfortable and it's a chutzpah to say. Because we pass Migud HaAzah, he do say. But in this case, when it's a ha'azah to the degree that it creates a chazakah that's a proof that you're saying the truth, because no one would lie to say this, that type of migud HaAzah, you obviously can't say, because the whole point of a migu is that if you wanted to lie, you would have said it. But this chazak is so strong, it says no lie would say it. So you lost your migu. That's the teretz of Rabbi Eger to the Veltz Kasher on the Ritva. There's also a Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Shurim, Chelik Beis, Simon Gimel, Isid Beis, in his Kuntras Be'inyin Migu, that would answer and explain this Ritva, because he's actually talking about a mashal that says the exact same halacha as the Ritva. Mashal says you can never make a migu based a migu that you would have said Girash Tani and use the chazaka of Rav Nuna because it's a migu de Aza. So it's the same similar halacha to the Ritva, and Rav Chanan's bother that migu de Aza is a good migu. So what does the mashal mean? So Rav Chanan says a beautiful pshat, because the famous Rav Chanan, he has two stadim, two ways to understand every migu, and it comes out that they're both true. One way, standard way to understand the migu is, we have a proof that you're saying the truth, because if you wanted a lie, you would have said a better taina. So since you said a taina that's on a lower level, a worse taina, it's a raya that you're saying the truth. So it's a proof. That's one side. The other side of Bukharan has, is any person that's having a taina v'nitin, he's having a conversation in Bezdin, each person says a taina. If your taina has a koyach to win, if you have a taina that if you would have said that taina, you would have won the court case. So that taina is a stronger taina. Means you, in your conversation, in your taina v'nitin, your tainas have a power to win. So any taina that you say, since if you would have said the other taina, you would have had a certain power, a certain amanas, we give all your tainas, anything you say has that power. That's the kayach ha-taina, that every person in Bezdin, there's certain levels of we know, let's say, L'mashal, Bari V'Shema. So Bari V'Shema, Saman D'Amrim hold, Saman Marayim hold, you could be Maitzi Maman. Why are you Maitzi Maman? Where's your proof? Teretz says you have a better taina. There's such a musik of having a better taina. If my complaint, but my taina in Bezdin is stronger than your taina, that alone is a reason to win. So the side of Migu is, if I have a taina, that if I would have said that taina, I would have won. Let's say I say Perua and I want to say Amigo Mizuyev. If I would have said Mizuyev, I would have won. So I have a koyach in this conversation that if I would say a certain taina, I would win. And the other person has no taina that would win. So even if I don't say the taina that would actually have the koyach to win, since my tainas have that koyach to win, all my tainas also have that koyach. Rav Chanan says, the svara of Migud HaAza, that it shouldn't work, is because you lost your proof. You can't go and say, I have a proof. I have a proof that I'm not lying, because if I wanted to lie, I would have said the other taina. And that we say, it's ha'aza to say the other taina. So the svara of Migud HaAza, which should be a problem, is that you lost your raya. We paskin, Migud HaAza worked. So we set out for Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger understands that we sat down, the Rabbanan sat down and figured out Das B'nei Adam. And they said, to win a court case, when his dini mamna is on the line, or an isser on the line, a person would lie for his benefit, even if there's a oz involved. Rabbi Chanan argues. Rabbi Chanan says, if the holy site of Migu would be a raya that you're saying the truth, then you lost it, because by a situation where it's a Migu da oz, we don't have a proof that you're saying the truth, because if you wanted to lie, you would have said the other taina, because here we have a reason why you wouldn't say the other taina. But we still passing the Migu da oz works. But it only works with the second way of understanding Migu. Since there's an inyan, a koyach ha-taina, since I have a taina that if I would have said it, I would have won. So any taina I say has that koyach. So we don't care if it's ha'azat to say that, because we're not trying to bring a proof that you're saying the truth. Rather, we're saying any person that has a koyach of a taina that would win, all his other tainas also have that koyach. That's why we don't get affected. We don't care if it's a migu de ha'azat. Memeila zakr b'chanon. In a case where you want to make a migu based on Rav Hamnuna's chazaka of Girash Tani. Now, the nemanus of Girash Tani is not a taina. When you say Girash Tani, you're not winning because your taina is better. You don't have a nemanis. You're an eidechol, and it's a double shabbat erva. So how do you win? You win because you created a chazaka. By you doing that amira, you're creating a proof that Bezdin could figure out, based on this proof, that you're divorced. That means there's no nemanis, there's no taina that you said here that's winning. Rather, the mashal would be, if they found fingerprints, or they had, they found a star in your handwriting. So they have a proof that the situation is that you're divorced. But there's no nemanis, you're taina. So, since the whole din of Rav Nuna is not a din of nemanis, so if we're handling midin, the regular din migu, that if you wanted a law, you would have said this taina, and then you would have won, so you have that migu. That migu should work. Because, obviously you're saying the truth, because if you wanted a law, you had something better to say. But mitzad that din of migu, that ma'ala l'shaker, it's a raya that you're saying the truth, that you don't have because it's haza. We pask in the migu de haza amrinan, and it is a good migu. On that, Rabbi Chanan explains, it only works amigu de haza based on the yisayit of migu, that's a kaya chataina, which doesn't apply by Rav Nuna, because Rav Nuna's chazaka is not a kaya chataina, rather it's a proof that Bezin is able to be maimon her without a kaya chataina. So you're messed up on both eifanim. The migu ma'al shaka you don't have because it's a migu da'aza, and the migu kaya chataina you don't have because Rav Nuna's chazaka has nothing to do with the kaya chataina. So we're going to point out that according to Rabbi Chanan, it's much better the lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva says you don't have a migu to say that he's not Yerik Echetz, migu of Gerishtani, because of migu da'aza. So he said, Rabbi Kiva Eger answered that over here, even though migu da'aza is usually not a problem, over here it's a problem because the yisayit of migu is that if you wanted a lie, you would have said the other taina. And over here, if you wanted a lie, you wouldn't have said Girashtani, because we have a chazaka, a person wouldn't say that as a lie. The shayla is, according to Rabbi Eger, what exactly is the lashon of the Ritva? The Ritva says it's a migu da'aza. Rabbi Eger has to explain the migu da'aza means such a ha'aza, which means using Rav Hamnuna's chazaka, which is based on ha'aza, that type of migu you can't do. But the lashon, truth be told, is mashma that the Ritva is saying that migu da'aza la'im rinan. We pass migu da'aza minan, and today you say Rabbi Kivayga that he means such a ha'aza. But according to Rabbi Chanan, it's beautiful. It's tremendous. Because migu da'aza lawyer minan. That's what Ritva says, and that's true. We have a klal migu da'aza minan. Rabbi Chanan says this klal that we have, that we do say a migu da'aza, is not the migu of ma'al shaker, rather it's the migu of kaya chataina, which is not negayan now sugya. So Ritva is beautiful. The Ritva says you can't have a migu because migu da'aza lawyer minan. And in our sugya, we don't have the klal of migu da'aza minan, because that's only if there's a kayach ha'taina. That means the other taina would have won because of an amonis, or a kayach in that taina. But in this case, Rav Hamnuna's chazaka has nothing to do with a kayach ha'taina, so you can never use that migu. So you want to use the regular migu of ma'al shaker, migu da'aza minan. And that's not connected the klal of migu da'aza minan, because migu da'aza minan only applies when there's a kayach to the other taina, which you don't have over here. Now we'll continue with the Gemara in the end of Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a story. A Nayef was in the house of the Isha, and the Balabayas, the husband of the Isha, walked in, and he was about to eat food that was a sakana, a snake had eaten from that food, and the Nayef told him that he shouldn't eat it, it's a sakana. So Rava said, it must be that he was not over, that there was no znus took place, because in Istad Ava, Ava de Suda, Nichalei de Leicha Velimais, if a znus had taken place, then this Nayef would have wanted the Baal to die, so he should have the Isha for himself. So the Gemara says, Pshita, obviously he didn't do the Avera. The Gemara says, no, maybe he did the Isser, but Mayim Genuv Mimtaku, and he would rather that the person be alive to have the Isser. That's what you would think. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. And therefore, we have a raya that he didn't do the Isser. So, Taisus explains that the Kamash Malon is not that we don't say Mayim Genuv Mimtaku. We have Gemaras throughout Shas that this klal is a true klal. People like doing Averas, it gives them a certain sweetness. So, what's the raya that he didn't do the Avera? Maybe he did the Avera and he wants him to be alive because of Mayim Genuvim. The Kamash Malon can't be that we don't say Mayim Genuvim because it is a true klal. So Taizik explains, it's a tremendous chiddush, but Taizik explains the Kamash Shalom, the Gemara is that we assume the Naif didn't know. Not every Naif knows my Genuvim Yintaku. I mean, the klal is true. People get a sweetness out of doing Averis. But it doesn't mean that necessarily every person chaps that. So we have a right to assume that he didn't chap. So if he didn't chap, that he's going to have, that he gains by the person being alive. So then why did he tell him that he shouldn't eat it at Sakana? Then he's not going to have the Ishat himself. So it must be he didn't do the Aveira. But if we would know that he knows Mayim Gnuvim Yom Taku, then we wouldn't have to have a Raya that he didn't do the Maisa, because maybe he did the Yisur, but Mayim Gnuvim Yom Taku. The obvious question is, if you learn like Tosfos, that we're saying you're Mutal Abayla because we're assuming that he didn't know Mayim Gnuvim Yom Taku. The question is, maybe he did know. How are we so certain that he didn't know? Maybe he knew that Mayim Gnuvim Yom Taku, and he really did this nus, but he saved you because he wants to have Mayim Gnuvim. How could we be matir and Eshesish Labayla when we're not worried that she's a Saita and she's also Labayla, and we're getting out of that worry by saying maybe he didn't know, but maybe he did know? So the Chassam Sofer says a beautiful teretz, because the Ran already asks, the entire sugya, where we're dealing with the issue of whether we should aser this Isha to her Baila, needs beer. Because even if we have, you know, circumstantial evidence that a Isnus took place, Lamaisa, we do not have Edei Bir. We don't have Eden that saw clearly that it happened. We don't have a Kinei and a Stira. So we don't have enough evidence here to aser. So just because we found a man and a lady together, Yichud alone doesn't aser. Either a Kinei and a Stira or Edei Bir. So how in the world, what's the whole point of the whole sugya that we're trying to figure out if Isnus happened? Even if Isnus happened, there's no way to aser. So the Ran answered, the whole point of the sugya is for a Baal Nefesh. It's for Yer Shemayim, a Baal Nefesh. He should be machmir me'lot tzidei Shemayim, that if such a situation happens, maybe he should be worried that his wife did his nus, and he's awesome. But me'ikr the dinai, he's not awesome. So, with that hakdam in place, the Chassam Sofer says it's beautiful. Since the whole issue over here is, we should aser for Yer Shemayim to be machmir and be choshesh that his nus happened, on that we say that if the Nayef told the Baal Bayis over here, the husband, that is the Sakon over here, so we have a right to assume they didn't do the Avera. Maybe he knew Mayim Gnuvim Yom Taku. Okay, maybe he didn't. So we don't have enough evidence here to even make the Chumrah of Yerushalayim. I mean, the whole sugya is dealing around, says, with the Chumrah for Yerushalayim. On that we say that since you're talking that he didn't know Mayim Gnuvim Yom Taku, therefore you don't have the Chumrah. The question was, maybe he did know. The answer is, I know. Maybe he did know, maybe he didn't know. We definitely don't have enough evidence to ask to make it a dinoy. The question is to make a Chumrah. On that we say, to make a Chumrah, that you have a Yichud, and to ask him, because you should be worried that a Biyah happened. On that we say, you don't have to be worried that a Biyah happened, because you're talking, you didn't know. That's the Teretz for the Chassam Sofer to explain Taisus.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.